Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Good evening and welcome to Drag Time. Yes, that was the theme from another opening of another show. And yes, we have another show for you. Tonight, we're looking at the art of drag performers. And my special guest is Bumper Love. I'll introduce her in a moment. But to start, I have a beautiful piece of music that introduced me to the drag troupe that I've been introducing these next couple of weeks. And it's their theme song when they used to be at Hung on the Spot, called Happiness. And that was Happiness by Alexis Jordan. Reason I played that? When I first moved to Melbourne, I was looking for drag shows. And to find it, I end up going over to Hung on the Spot when that was there. And my guest, Bumper Love, was one of the drag troupe. How are you, Bumper?
Just gorgeous, thank you. How are you, Dame Maxine?
Very well. Now, we had that bit of a connection with your dance boy, from Jono. So I'd like to thank the boys from Sound Museum, Jono and Leno. And Jono was one of your dance boys in New Zealand.
He so was, and he still looks hot. He was very much one of my early on dancing boys. Actually, at the equivalent of carnival in New Zealand called Big Gay Out. So he did quite a few performances with me way back in the day.
And we're all, I wouldn't say getting over, but we're all in the middle of midsummer. We had a fabulous carnival last Sunday. I went out and I enjoyed the atmosphere of thousands and thousands of people all over the place. Did you get to have a look at it?
Of course. A lot of dust around.
Yes, I think that's the one thing we all have on our shoes and hair and clothing. And
but a fabulous day.
It was.
Loads and loads of new faces.
And it didn't rain.
Well.
It was a beautiful
Ain't
day for everything, for all the party and the tea dance following it. And then I was able to... Sunday, I was there representing our church, MCC Church.
Okay.
And then I went to church, and then I was able to come back to the circuit, where I always go on a Sunday night, to see you perform.
Amen to that.
Sundays on circuit. And they know if it's 9 o'clock and I'm sitting at the end of the bar, it's time for the show to start.
And we're always on time.
Yes, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock and 12:15.
That's the one.
And the connection there with last week, Polly Phillips, your co-presenter.
She is indeed. And it's her opening night tonight. I know she was on air last week, but tonight is her opening night of
it
her
is.
Show.
Kitchen Sink.
Chapel of Chapel.
Yes, and I'm going to see that tomorrow night.
Oh, I'm there on Friday, kids.
It should be good. Now, I've got a little bit of information about you. I did a bit of digging up.
As you do.
And I found out that, like myself, you hold a diploma in performing arts.
I do.
And that's where it stops, because you've been performing drag all throughout Australia and New Zealand. I only performed up in Queensland. Now, impersonating the Black Divas is your specialty. You're a resident producer of shows at the popular Melbourne venue Circuit, producing Circuit on Sundays.
That's right.
And you've been there for just over nearly 4 years.
Yeah, I have.
I think there must be something about that, because last week on Friday I went to the Greyhound, and they were celebrating Friday night, the project, with Tabitha, and she's been there for over 3 years now.
Yeah, Tab's fab.
So it must have been this big shift about 3.5 years to 4 years ago. Everyone moved around. Big changes happened around there. Now, what else do you
the
do?
Age of Aquarius.
Maybe. Oh, it was. The movement of time. Something happened. All the planets are lined up.
Hallelujah.
And all the drag queens packed up their bag and moved. Took 3 steps to the right. Now, you're a regular at many corporate and club events, and you're in high demand as an MC. You do hosting and performing, and your recent productions include, now I've got to say this correctly because I kept saying it wrong when I was practicing reading it, Homo Exotica.
That's right. That was
at Red Benny's.
That's right.
Ah, that they have some beautiful shows there.
They do. Alex does an amazing job with all the programming that he puts in there, all the queer talent that he has.
And even
through.
Another one of your dancing boys was there too, Simon.
Simon Whitford, yes, talented wee man, that
he
one.
Yes. And you've also starred in a short film.
That's
I don't know
right.
how short it would be, but it was called Love Box.
Yeah, it's doing the circuit, so hopefully it gets somewhere. It was quite a very cute little short film.
Okay, I won't say about the one I was in. It was called Eden, and I played Hercule Poirot. yes, it was. On, what do you call it, on cellulite or on DVD, I made it to there. We'll leave it at that. Those who have seen it are still trying to work out what on earth was I doing. But we're here talking about performing. Oh. And yes, as a performer, you've been quite a few places.
I have in Melbourne over the last 4.5 years. It's been my full-time job, actually. Which I've really thoroughly enjoyed. Melbourne's been very, very kind and generous in letting me run around amok.
Now, as you've heard, we've alluded to the fact that New Zealand seems to be in your background. So where and when did your drag journey commence?
I hate to say it, but about 20 years ago, not long.
You don't look old enough.
Well, I look beautiful on radio.
Definitely.
About 20 years ago, when I was studying for my undergraduate degree in performing arts. During that time, I needed a job, and there was a job going at a bar for drag queens. So I knew I could do it, got one of my girlfriends to help me dress up, got the job, so it kind of paid for my first year at performing arts school. And it's just kind of stuck with me ever since.
Excellent. So being a drag queen, would you term yourself a drag queen or a drag performer?
I am a singer, dancer, actor by trade, so when people ask me, that's what I actually say. And it means, it just allows me to actually be a singer or a dancer or an actor, and drag is part of that as well, because I've actually done all three along with drag simultaneously for the last 20 years.
So do you do singing as in lip syncing or singing as in live singing?
In Melbourne for the last four years, I've mainly just done lip syncing. Prior to that, though, for about 5 years, I was live singing. So it's something that now I've kind of done as much as I want to do with the current form of drag I'm doing here in Melbourne, and I'm actually working on my own live show, which I've been working on for the last almost a year now. So, yeah, that's my next little step for Melbourne, because I love Melbourne and I want to try something new for the next 12 months.
And every time I've seen you, most times you have a troupe or are with a group, and I know you do some fabulous torch songs and solo work, but the most times I've seen you is in a group, in a troupe, and this next song by the Beatles, I think, would sum up how you enjoy your drag performance with a little help from my friends.
Okay.
And we all get by with a little help from our friends.
Our line is open for your feedback. On air at joy.org.au. SMS 0427 JOY 949. Our line is open for your feedback.
And yes, you're on drag time. It's now 10:16 on JOY 949. And I'm here with my guest, Bumper Love. Now, questions. Now, part of drag time, we're finding the journey of a drag queen, trying to find what's behind a drag queen, because we only see the performer. So I want to find out. Now, in the GLBTI community, you are very active in other arenas, e.g. the local football club.
That's right. Since I've been in Australia, actually, I've worked with a lot of organisations that educating people about, especially with people living with HIV and AIDS. So in New South Wales, prior to moving to Melbourne, I was doing some work in that area. And again, I'm doing it here. But the biggest, I suppose, community group that I have been working with has been the Melbourne Chargers. So they're the first Victorian gay rugby team.
Whoa. Yeah. Very, very good. Now, they're featuring quite a bit of information through the Midsummer about the Enough campaign they're doing.
That's right. So we, I'm actually on the committee for the Charger, so I look after a lot of their sponsorship and their main events. And I think this is my third year now. They're a very inspiring group of young and not so young men who really love the sport of rugby. Some are new. Well, actually, quite a few have been new in the last couple of years. And some of the players are inspiring because they feel or felt they couldn't play for, you know, their regular club because they were gay. And there is that stigma still in sport, very much so in especially male-dominated sport, from what I can see, because that's I tend to just watch that kind of sport myself, or, you know, for some reason, which I won't say. And so because of that, you know, they haven't felt comfortable playing. So having a gay rugby team has been really a good avenue for them to play a sport they love and be in a supportive environment.
Mm. Now, I remember last year, your partner, you have a partner, and he used to play for them. Does he still play?
He sure does. He may be short, but he's very stocky and he's quite tough.
Is he a winger or a hooker?
Oh, I don't know. He just plays on the team.
He just loves grabbing tackles.
No, I know. He is. He's on the wing. I'm only kidding. I do know what he's doing. Actually, going back to what you were talking about, we were announced as this month's Enough Ambassadors for a campaign, which is... Just a shame that we have to go on about a campaign like this, but we do, because there is so much stigma around people who have HIV. And so we have been working quite hard with Enough to get the message out there to challenge people's ideals of what they think HIV is and what it can mean to someone who actually has HIV, and to try and talk about that stigma. So we've pledged to challenge, you know, HIV stigma whenever we see it, and not sit by and allow that to happen, because people, it just means they are afraid of disclosing, you know, their status and fear of rejection, and it just shouldn't be that way. So Enough signed us up. They've had some fabulous ambassadors before us as well, and so we are, I think we're the third now, so they're going for a 12-month campaign leading up to the conference coming up, must be, what's that, 9 months' time?
Yes. Yeah. And I think one of our Joy compares, presenters, Dean Beck, was also associated with the Enough campaign.
That's right. He was last month's ambassador. He's done a fantastic job as well. But actually, we were at Midsummer. The Melbourne Chargers were at Midsummer, and Enough getting people to pledge for the campaign. And you can actually go online at www.enough.org.au. Enough is E-N-U-F, and sign up. But we signed up almost 700 people, actually. In the Chargers, we managed to sign up 200 of those. So it was a good day for us to get that message out.
Excellent. So as a drag performer, are you lending, I won't say your weight because you're so slim it's disgusting, but your persona in assisting the Chargers to get a presence in the gay community?
Absolutely.
And what's coming up soon? They're recruiting. I know we don't recruit for gay people, but we do recruit for sports.
Well, we need to, because we need players. So coming up this weekend, actually, is Team Melbourne. It's a Midsummer Sports Day event where a lot of the gay sports teams will be having a have-a-go day, and you'll be able to take part in quite a few of the sports on offer. The Surge Boys for water polo will be available. There'll be volleyball, soccer, cycling, and we'll be there from 10:30 till 12 with an exhibition of actually where you can partake in some rugby drills, where you get to meet the team, and then at 12 o'clock we have a barbecue, and then there's some more activities from 1 up until 4 o'clock.
Okay, so if you feel like you're butch, do you have to be thick and muscly, a gym junkie, or can you be a former drag queen and come out and have a bit of a run on the field?
Well, actually, one of my drag friends for another team in another state is a very fierce rugby player. So it's not so much about your size. It's really about, you know, your love of the game.
And commitment, and I suppose, would be...
It is quite a big commitment over winter. And this will be our third... We're actually heading towards... not. Although we're playing in the season this year, and we've got a fantastic club that we are a part of now, and they're the Melbourne Rugby Union Club, and the Unicorns, and we're a part of their league this year. And then next year, we're actually heading towards the Bingham Cup, which is coming up in August of 2014 in Sydney. Now that's
yeah, I heard that. You went over to Edinburgh last year, wasn't it?
Earlier this year. It's held every 2 years, so 2012.
This year? Last year.
June last year.
We're in 13 now.
Oh my gosh, so
And you're playing in Sydney this year. It's come to Australia this year or next year?
Next year, 2014.
And 14. So we've got time for those who want to be part of the rugby scene and play with all those other international rugby players who are gay, lesbian. I don't know that they'd be lesbian rugby
players.
Well,
actually, we part of our bigger club at Melbourne, they are actually now have a women's team. So we actually had some of the members with us at Midsummer. They'll also be with us this Saturday. But we've actually got our own Rugby 101 day being held on Saturday the 2nd of February. And we do encourage women to come along, because there we're actually going to have Susan Constantine, who's actually an ex-Wallaroo, so an ex-Australian rugby player. And she's been the Philippines national coach, actually. So she'll be on hand on the 2nd of February at our own Rugby 101. You can go to our website actually and have a look at that. That's melbournecharges.org, and it's got you can actually sign up on there. But yeah, we do encourage women to come along. And actually, over the last couple of years, quite a few of my lesbian friends have come to me and said, Richard, you really need to look at creating a women's team. So actually we are now, so we can help with that, and we are looking for recruits for that as well.
Right. Well, now I've asked you to bring along a favourite song. I'm going to play it now, and then you can tell us a bit about it. This is one that I know because I went and heard this artist, Whitney Houston, sing this one when I used to live in Sydney back in late 80s, 1980s, that is. And it's The Greatest Love of All. And that was Whitney Houston, The Greatest Love of All. Isn't that a beautiful song?
It is Before the Crack Days. Can I say that?
You may.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yes, beautiful. It's one of my favourites, actually, and it's one that I get asked to perform all the time.
Now, before we go into some of the other jobs you do, I've got a few sponsors who keep joy alive. Now, Bumper, talking about... community, what would be one of your most memorable gigs or most awkward?
Well, one of the biggest gigs I think was I had to impersonate Shirley Bassey in front of 45,000 people for a big sporting event, and I had 60 dancers around me, and I was in the middle of this humongous big field with 45,000 people watching, doing Diamonds Are Forever.
But you would have taken that, would have pulled that off so well.
I was feeling her. I was Shirley Bassey for that 3.5 minutes, and the pay packet was quite impressive as well.
And have you ever done Whitney as a song?
Of course. I've done it a million times all throughout Australasia, actually. But I've got to tell you, that one of my funniest gigs, there's a chocolate bar made by Canterbury's called Pinky. It's a chocolate bar and it's pink on the inside. I used to be the pinky girl for like 3 years. I was contracted to run around being this pinky girl, and I got filmed for little TVCs and stuff. It was very, very, very funny. And I was on children's programs as well doing that as a drag queen, being the pinky girl.
Oh, fabulous. I could just see you in a pink tutu.
Yeah, all the chocolate went to my ass, though. That's the only problem.
Well, I won't say where the chocolate went to me. Yes. From my drag name, Dame Maxine Evergreen, the Yowie Queen, that, as I explained last week to Polly, that came from the numbers of Yowies that I used to collect. I've got over 300. And last week, I couldn't remember what the similar chocolate was. And... it's gone from me.
And it's gone again.
It's gone. I tell you, I'm having a drag moment. Kinder Surprise.
Right.
Those little chocolate things with a toy in the middle.
Surprise.
Well, the Yowies were back in the 80s and 90s, And I used to buy them by the box full to get the toy, to get the animals, the Australian animals. And then they came out with New Zealand animals as well. Then they came out with worldwide animals. Then they came out with prehistoric ones. Once I started prehistoric, I stopped. I just kept the name, though. Dame Maxine, the Yowie Queen. Yowie! That'll do. Anyone who has to adjust their radio, I'll apologise now. Now, Bumper, we've had an email.
Righto.
From one of your fab friends, from Dean. Would you like to read it out?
Oh, hello, Bumper. Amazing effort from you and the Chargers at Midsummer, and everyone at Enough says thanks to all those who signed the pledge, I reckon, too. 700 people is a lot of people in one day. What? I'm told that as a rugby player, Bumper is an amazing drag queen. Yes, I am.
Of course. As a rugby player, you're an amazing drag queen.
Send us some more messages, I reckon. Yes. It's on air at joy.org.au. Send them in. Send them in.
And I apologise to my friends up in Queensland who were trying to send me a message. Helloa. Your show's on a bit late for him. He had to go to bed. He needs his beauty sleep. If you saw him, you know why. But I know his wife's sitting up listening. Kathy, hi, how you going?
Hi, wifey. Good to see holla, you. Holla.
Yes, they're a fabulous couple. And I'm trying to get the podcast working. I go for my training this weekend, so I'll be able to put all our...
Podcasts,
all our interviews... All those, a podcast is all the interviews we do.
Yeah.
And I'll put those all on. So every Sunday, you'll be able to go and find Drag Time podcast of all this wonderful information we've been talking about. So, Bumper, you'll be on there next Sunday.
Heavens forbid.
After I've done my course. Because if you want to do a course here at Joy Radio, you can. They've got A Touch of Radio where you learn little bits of how to do things in the radio station.
Oh, so you don't actually touch something.
That's what I thought when I first started, right. You know. Oh, I could touch something here. There's many things I could touch. Mm. But I learned how to do radio, and that's how I got this gig, doing Drag Time. Now, I've got to get to our next song, which is your next favourite one. It's called...
It makes you want to dance. That's what it does. It's called Dance Again.
Dance Again.
And again and again.
Okay, let me get that ready. And if I press that, it will work. And all those...
Dance. Our line is open for your feedback. On air at joy.org.au. SMS 0427 JOY 949. Our line is open for your feedback.
And yes, you're on Drag Time. It's 10:39. And I'm here with my guest, Bumper Love.
Holla.
Hello, how are you? Now, our next question. First of all, why did you choose Dance Again by J-Lo's?
Oh, it's quite uplifting. I like everyone having a good dance. I think about 70% of my songs all have the word love in it, and that has the word love in it because my name is Bumper Love. Yeah, mainly because it's really uplifting and dancey.
Fabulous. Well, now, as a artist and a performer, what has your drag journey been like? Putting all of these together?
It's taken me a few years to kind of get the formula right, but quite easy, actually. I can talk to venue owners or event organisers or companies and, you know, pitch my stuff, and it's managed to get me through a life in show business for the last 20 years. So it's been quite a pleasant journey doing what I love doing, performing, making people happy and entertaining.
Fabulous. Now, as we heard before in your bio, you are the organiser or the producer of Sundays at Circuit.
That's right. I've been at Circuit in Smith Street for the last 3.5 years, producing our Sunday night show. It's got a real family feel. I've got a great cast, as you said before. Polly Fuller is one of our cast there.
And your young go-go boy, I like to call him, will be returning. And he's been over in America.
Yes, he's been playing with the Venetians at the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas.
Wow.
But he is back this weekend. And we've had Lexi
young
Gaga.
Nathan.
Young Nathan. Yes, yes. Very, thanks for the young bit. And we've had Lexi Gaga filling in with us and Filma Bock. So it's been a great 3.5 years working with them. We just have such a lot of fun on a Sunday night, and it's amazing how half the people that come have all got work in the morning on Monday, but that doesn't seem to stop them from staying.
I've noticed that on a Sunday night, you think you're getting to 12:15 and you're doing another show and the crowd are buzzing.
Well, that's also helped by our gorgeous DJ Argonaut, who is he's just a very talented young man, that one.
Yeah, so he used to be at Hung on the Spot. I remember he came in.
Yeah, I like to take him all over. I was at the Commercial Hotel for 3 years as well before I left there, and we were with John there as well. He's just such a talented DJ. Can't let him get too far away from
it. Once you find a good DJ, need to hang on to him.
I'll add to that, and he does some amazing mixes. You can get his podcasts, actually, so look him up on Facebook, DJ Argonaut.
He's DJ Argonaut.
Hot find mixes out where coming else out he of is. His beep beep all the time.
But he does some wonderful stuff. Now, I've been travelling around in my new role as drag spy. I don't know whether I'd call myself a drag spy.
Yeah, go on.
But when we used to have friends who'd come around with us, the girlfriends come around, they were called fag hags. I thought, well, no, I'm not a fag hag. I'm a drag hag.
There you go.
But I'm not a hag.
You need a bag.
Oh, definitely. So I go around now checking out all the drag talent that's around. And on Friday night, I went over to the Greyhound. 2 weeks in a row I've been there. And I tell you, I walked into the Friday night, the project, and the music was pumping, the crowd was building, there was an anticipation going on, and then out came Tabitha. And it was a beautiful show. And last week she had the most fabulous newbie, well, I would call her a newbie, but apparently she's been around the troops for a while, Miss Sensation. And she did such a wonderful number. I was amazed because I've never seen someone learn so many words for a song. Mm. You know, and lip syncing was just amazing to me. I know what it's like trying to learn words. I've learnt the art of the hand over the face if I can't remember the words.
Or the quick spin.
Oh, definitely. But Miss Sensation, she was fabulous. And then last Friday, it was Friday Night Project, it was their third birthday, and it was also a tribute to Pussy Willow, because it's been a year since she passed on. She's up in drag heaven at the moment now.
Amen.
Yeah, sewing up all those sequins
There's
up on the clouds.
There's a few queens up in heaven now, so hallelujah to you
yes,
all.
Yes, they're all there. Yeah, with that silver lining, yeah, it's full of sequins. But they did this wonderful tribute for the 3 years of Friday Project, and then I was able to see the brand new Boylesque show. So my dance card last Friday was very, very full, and it went right through till about 1 or 1:15, nearly 1:30 by the time I got out of there after the second show. So I was one tired little girl when I got up on Sunday. This week, I've got as many shows to go and see as well. I'm going tomorrow night, as we said, to see Polly Filler in her kitchen sink show at Chapel Off Chapel. And then on Friday, I'm going over to the Mechanics Institute to see There and Now. I think it is. Hang on. I'll read the right word. Oh, Here and After. There and Now, Here and After. Only if you're the writer, Stephen Dawson, will you hit me afterwards for saying it wrong. But apparently it's a brand new show by Stephen Dawson called Hereafter. And then after that, I'm going to find another drag show. There's a new one apparently starting at the D&M. It's a splash one, but it's got a couple of drag queens looking after it. They're producing a new show at the D&M on Friday
drag
night.
All over Melbourne. Look at that.
I tell you.
Bringing drag to the masses.
The joys of being Drag Time producer. And I get to find out what's going on in the drag world. So let me know. Give me a hoy out on the Facebook, Drag Time, or at joy.org.au, and let me know if you've got a drag performance coming up that you want me to come and critique. Well, I won't really critique it that much.
Go on. I dare you. Go on.
But you know, people love having their shows critiqued and getting
how
some feedback.
How can you get better, though, Dame Maxine, if people don't give you feedback? That's
exactly. And I'm not the type of drag queen that'll dish you the dirt. I'll do that later.
Right.
We don't do things like that on radio. We're a lovely bunch of people who love each other to bits. Now, I've been around drag queens too, and I know exactly what they can be like. But in performing, Bumper, how do you find the drag world? I know this is a throwing you a question we haven't had.
Well, it's because I'm a performer, I take it face on, really, whether it's drag or whether I have a TVC or whether I'm doing a voiceover myself. It's all performance work for me, and you know that's my life, so I just take it as it comes. I'm working on my newest show right now, as I said before. Hopefully I'll have it kind of in first draft by June, but I'm hoping to have a showing of it later on this year. So like any performance work I've done, I just take it head on.
Interesting. So I've found most of the drag queens I've worked with have been upfront with what's going on. Yeah, I know that, you know, there can be bitching about whose style, whose song, who's wearing whose costume, and who chose a number.
It ain't just drag that goes on with. It's every area of the arts.
Yes, I think in the gay world, we only hear it from that side of it. But we will try and keep a low profile and a loving profile, because we're with our friends when we're in the drag world.
That is my last name.
And now you've got another email. Oh, they're all coming in thick and fast for you, Bumper.
Righto. Do you want me to read one?
You may read that one.
Oops, I just deleted one.
Hang on.
Did I? Oh, no, I didn't.
No, it's there.
Oh, this is fun.
Here and After is good. Oh, somebody's been to see it today. Okay.
Oh, good. It's the lovely Lauren King. Hello, Lauren. How to get rid of a guy that won't leave you alone? A slap around the face. That'll get him. A nice, good slap. And what else has she said? Is Matilda in the studio with you? As some of you may know. Matilda's my little doggy. No, she isn't in here today. She's asleep, fast asleep in her beddy byes. And what's this one? Wonderful show. Love the insights. Bless your gorgeous drag hearts. Thanks, Melina Smith.
Melina, thank you very much. That was fabulous. we love giving little drag insights.
We do. But as you say, there's some gossip I'm sure you might be able to share sooner or later. Once you've got the show up and running, you should have one tidbit a show, I think, and let people guess.
Well, I was talking to one of the managers from Boylesque, and they were saying that they were trying to have a different style of performance for their new show, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was full of beautiful costuming, lighting, and the choreography was excellent. It was like Gothic meets Amadeus meets Theatre of the Damned meets Melbourne.
Right.
Yeah, and they were beautiful.
Sounds like Dracula's.
But, was it? But they did. They did a really good time. They had a couple of hitches, and I must give credit where credit is due. The drag queen who was singing, even though her mic was not on and her song didn't start, she completed the first part of her number all as per arranged, and then by the time she got to the second verse, her song came on and her microphone was on for her to do the second verse.
Wow.
So she still did a performance, even with no music, no microphone, but she was a trooper.
You have to be talented to be able to.
And I give her credit for that, you know, continuing on, even if your microphone's not working. I think many a time we've done things like that.
Oh, the old CD skipping, yeah. Never hurt no one.
And then we all get out there and they hear us singing in our own lovely melodious voices. Isn't that beautiful?
My voice is beautiful, actually.
When you're trying to sing like the CD, it gets interesting.
Oh, right, yes.
Well, we're just about ready to go. So I've got some thank yous to do. Thank you to everyone who's been assisting us here, to Matty T for putting our drag time theme on disc for me, and to Purple Speech, who are coming up with Colin and Michael, and to Sound Museum beforehand, Jono and Leno. It's a small world where Jono and Bumper were dancers from way back.
He's my ex-lover. No, he was not. Ex-dancer.
Next week, I've got Dee Dee Dazzler coming on. Now, that's another blast from the past, from that same place, Hung on the Spot. And that song I played at the beginning, Happiness, that was where the three of you were an item.
We did. We worked together for 10 months there before they sold the venue. But that was a great little spot in Brunswick.
And I actually met the owner who was there a few weeks ago. I saw him in the street. He looks fabulous. He's still got a girlfriend, but apart from that, he still looks fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Robbie?
Yes. I always chatted him up. I had this way about chatting up owners. I don't know why, but someone has to do it. Well, anyway, it's carnival time, it's midsummer, and I really feel this song sums us all up. Free, gay, and... And you're on Drag Time. And I'm Max, Dame Maxine Evergreen, the Yowie Queen, and I'm with Bumper Love. Now we're about to finish because the boys from Purple Speech are due to come in. But Bumper, what are you doing? What's your plans you've got coming up?
Well, this Saturday we've got the Chargers at Team Melbourne at Footscray Park from 10:30. And then on Sunday night I have Circuit Sunday. So come along, shows 10, 11 and 12:15. And I'm working on my own live singing show, actually, based on my life and the life of Billie Holiday.
Wow.
Yes.
That should be a fabulous show.
Oh, I've got to give three shout-outs too. They just came up on the messages. Firstly, to the Kiwis from Aotearoa. Hello. The Chargers and Winston. There you go. There are your shout-outs.
Lovely. Now, we've had one from Melina, and she's loving the great to hear a drag show in the most livable and progressive city of Australia. Well done to Joy and the producers of the show. And Nathan Little, what is your favourite song to perform to?
Oh, mine would have to be anything by Nicki Minaj. That girlfriend is fierce and we like fierce drag queens. So Nicki Minaj for me.
Well, mine is from Priscilla. I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my lovin' in the evening time.
An oldie but a goodie.
With my baby. Now, I do it as a drag queen, but I use a cleaning utensil.
Right, let's not talk about that on here.
So I'll leave that for one of the charity nights when I do a performance for you all. But I'm Max, Dame Maxine Evergreen, the Yowie Queen. Looking forward to seeing you all when I'm out and about, looking at drag shows, getting the goss, getting the dirt, and interviewing my fabulous co-presenters on Drag Time here at Joy 94.9. Now, to finish off, I've got the song from the boys from Purple Speech.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.